Okay, so now you have an idea when we talk about guesstimating distance. So let's talk about the wind. So a bull responds to you at what you figure is a half mile out or so. Do you look for a setup and start calling to bring that bull into you? Heck no, obviously not, and for several reasons. Number one, if this is public land, the farther you are from that target bull, the more you increase the chance of another hunter bumping him or getting involved in your setup. Okay. Secondly, the farther you are from the bull, the bigger the chance of another elk, not a hunter, but another elk getting involved that gains his attention before he gets to you. Okay. Third, by going to the bull, you eliminate all kinds of variables that could cause problems between you and the bull. And it could be another elk, it could be another hunter, but it could be terrain, it could be a fence, it could be a hill. There's different things that could happen that could cause that bull to no longer come your direction. And fourth, last but really the most important, in order for you to get a bull to respond and come in either to your invitations of love or the insults you're given to his manhood, you have to get in his space. The closer you can get inside a bull's bubble, the better your chances of getting him to react. And I'm going to explain. When I'm talking about a bubble, it's kind of that distance, a particular distance around where if a bull hears something, it is something he's going to pay attention to. If you're outside that bubble, you're just another voice in the wind. But once you get to a certain distance and you are in his bubble, he's going to react. So, when to set up is determined by a goal distance relative to the bull, combined with the need for terrain and cover to help make the setup, your setup, successful. You might need to pull up short or go longer in order to find a spot that gives you the cover you need for a successful setup. And by cover, that can either be through brush, it could be through trees, or it could be using terrain. Sometimes the area is just what it is, and you have to do the best you can with what you have. In that case, having your outline broken up is the most important. But when I talk about you might have to pull up short or go longer, if you figure you're 150 yards, but you're in the wide open, that's not going to do. That means you either got to back up and find a spot, or you're going to have to move forward and find a spot, all right? So what does it take to get into his bubble? For a bull in search of a cow or up for a fight, we want to be in that 150 to 200 yard range for our first setup. That's a good distance to start working him and test the waters to see if he wants to come in. But if the bull has sounded off and seems to be in the same location and the cover is thick enough to allow it, I will even push the envelope to get within 100 yards or so. It's all relative to how open the timber is, the terrain, and the temperament of the bull. So understand, though, the situation changes somewhat if we have a herd bull with cows. With a herd bull, the more you get inside his bubble, the better your chances of getting him to react aggressively instead of pushing his cows and heading out of dodge. Because a herd bull does not want to let his cows out of his sight, I'll use two tactics. When is determined by how close I can get inside that bull's bubble and get set up. So let's talk about the first tactic. The first tactic is to talk to his cows as a dominant bull. If possible, I want to have sighted the herd bull with his cows, but still use terrain, thick timber, or brush for my setup. Remember that in this situation, there's a lot of eyes to deal with, but I want to get as close to the cows as possible, under 100 yards if I can. But from there, my goal is to start calling as a dominant bull, rounding with roundup bugles, display bugles, but with display bugles, I back off. I wait on those a little bit, raking and advertising bugles. The roundup is really the key. The roundup is just that short, kind of like a location bugle, and you can go back and listen to those, that is just directed at his cows, not him. So the whole goal is either to get the bull so mad that there's another bull in his bubble that he just can't take it, or to entice the cows with the sounds of a mature dominant bull, or a bull that is basically asking them to come to him. If you convince the cows that you're the man, get ready, y'all, because that herd bull will not be far behind, and he's going to make you prove it, all right? Second tactic. Again, and as always, I'm looking for a tight setup where the elk have to get within 30 to 40 yards before they can expect to see another elk. My goal distance to the elk is about 100 yards if possible, but when pulling cows, you can be a little further away. My goal is to pull the cows to me with herd talk, chirps and mews, and I may even use a lost cow or calf to pull them. But just remember, y'all, where the cows go, the bull will follow. The one concern is that a lot can go wrong with so many cows around you before the bull offers a shot. If the cows are coming in, awesome. I let them come and watch to see if the bull follows and gives me a shot. If the bull is not following, I'll step it up a bit where I'm using glunks and pants as if I have a possible hot cow. Where he might let his cows wander a little bit, he's not going to put up with missing out on a possible hot cow.